Good to see you, Dr. Dreisinger.
Recording in progress.
Okay, you can tell Seth we're on now, too, you know. I don't know where he is.
Someone touch Seth. My
phone. Anyone have the marmokinus? Everyone has marmokinus? Okay, let's begin. All right. Mishnah said on Daf Hey Amud Aleph that if you have two partners sitting next that share a courtyard, and there's a wall... Excuse me. There's a wall that separates the two partners, and that wall falls down. So your mechuyev, I'll be principal. Both of them are. Excuse me. Both of them are mechuyev to rebuild the wall. Both of them are mechuyev to rebuild the wall until Arbamos. Arbamos is 6 feet, and Am is a foot and a half. Why is that? So basically, we paskin because hezek riyash mehezek, that there's an issue of privacy, and we don't want people looking in on each other. So therefore, each one of them have to foot the bill after the expenses. However, the Mishnah continues and says, and we assume that both guys paid it, okay? If one of the partners said, oh, I didn't get half, I shelled out all the money, and the other guy denied paying it, we don't believe him. We assume that everyone paid it, okay? However, let's say one guy builds a wall 12 amas high, real high, more than the four amas that he needed to do. Yes? So in that situation, the second guy says, I'm not paying you at all. I'm only going to pay half up to 5 amas. I don't have to pay up to 12 amas. I do not. And that's what the Mishnah says. And we assume, and he doesn't have to pay it. However, the Mishnah says that if he builds a wall... The Mishnah says if he builds a wall, Lemaisa, I. Last semester we had 212. So if we could get that on Wednesday, that'd be great.
Last semester.
I know, but we used that one.
We didn't switch.
It was just. All right, I'll speak about it with you after, okay?
Okay.
To argue with him, and you know. I don't know why you can't switch it, you know. Okay, just leave mobile because the heat was on for a while. We're gonna close it, okay? So the Mishnah says, Lemaisa, the Mishnah says that if the guy builds a wall, he builds another wall. He builds his own wall. In other words, one guy built 12 amas, and the other guy built a wall also, 12 amas. What's the din in that case? We assume what? We assume he didn't pay, but we assume he's going to use it, yes? What's he going to use it with? Put a ceiling on it, yes? So therefore, we make him what? We make him pay. We make him pay because we know you're playing games. You're going to have to pay for it, okay? That's what means Megagon Lovas Akol. You make him pay for the whole thing. Megagon Lovas Akol. We make him pay for the whole thing, and that's the din. Now, what our Gemara is going to talk about is the following... And that is if the guy made a wall that was not 12 amas high. Let's say the guy made a wall that was 6 amas high. The first guy made 12 amas high. The guy only built it up 6 amas. He didn't match it to 12. You follow me? If he didn't match it to 12, what do you say in that case? Okay? What do we say in that case? All right? So that's the Gemara that we have now. Let's begin the Gemara here. Okay? Let's begin the Gemara at the two dots where it says Samach Lo. Go ahead, Sruli, why don't you read? Okay? Samach Lo Kosal, go ahead.
Samach Lo Kosal Afer, but I'll give him a lot of Sakol. I'm Ravuna, Samach Lo Lepalga, Samach Lo Kula.
So what does Ravuna say? Ravuna says that what? That even if the guy built up 6 amas, what do you have to do? You have to pay for the whole thing. Even though Palga doesn't have to mean exactly half. I think it's Lav Dafkin. But we assume Lemaisa, or we could say it's treated dafka. I didn't see anyone discuss it. But the bottom line is that even though you didn't match it, we make you pay for the whole thing. Okay? Let's see Rashi. Rashi says, Samach Lo Palga. Go ahead, Truly.
Shalo Yakoto Chadash.
Yeah, read the Dibra Maskel.
Samach Lo Palga. Shalo Yakoto Chadash. Aruch Kikoso La Rishon. Ela Bechatzav. Oh, Begobo. Lo Egia Legobo. Shal Rishon.
The new wall was not what? Was not as long as the what? As the previous wall. It was only half. Whereas Rashi seems to say it means mamish half. Go ahead. Oh, what? Oh, but what?
Oh, be gogu, lo gigia le gogu, ashar rishon.
Or height-wise, it didn't what? It didn't reach the height of the first one. So everyone got that? So that second wall is not as good as what? It's not as good as the first wall. Okay? Not as good as the first wall. And therefore, I'll show you a picture, Lamaisa. Here is where it's not as high, right? And here is where it's not as long. Okay? Those are two examples. Okay? So you see the Farish, that Lamaisa, you didn't do that. I don't care. It doesn't make a difference. You must pay for the whole thing. That's the din. You must pay for the whole thing. Go ahead. Meaning you're going to put a ceiling on it. Yeah. Since you started it, you're going to end up finishing it. Go ahead, Utanan. Even though what?
You haven't yet put the roof on top of it, you still have to pay.
Even though you haven't put the ceiling on top, adayin, the Bach adds the word adayin, right? Even though you haven't put the ceiling on top, no sin miyad, yes? So you see what Rashi says? Rashi says you have to pay for the whole thing. Even though you haven't paid for the whole thing yet, even though you haven't built the whole thing, you have to pay for the whole thing. Okay? Has everyone got that? Nate, clear? Okay, Eliezer, you got it? Even though you haven't built the ceiling, we know you're going to do it. So if we know you're going to do it, we make you pay. That's the theory of who? That's the theory of Rav Huna. Okay? Let's read on. Read the next thing now. Tosis. Now, anytime you see Tosin Rashbam, what does that mean? Who's adding that? The Rashbam. This is Rashi. Up till Daf Kof Chesim, Baba Basra, Kof Tes, it's Rashi. After that, it's Rashbam. But we've seen a few times that the word Tosfos in Rashi here is an addendum written by the Rashbam, his grandson. And that's how the Rishonim quote this in the name of the Rashbam. The Rishonim quote this in the name of the Rashbam, that it's an addition of the Rashbam. And in this addition of this Rashbam, Lamaisa the Rashbam quotes the following Chiddush. Go ahead, let's see what he says. You know what he says? He says the ceiling. Go ahead. You're going to make steps or levels. Levels on top of the what?
On top of the roof.
The ceiling. Go ahead. Oh, so what is this different than Rashi? How is this different than Rashi? How is this different than Rashi? According to Rashi, you didn't put a ceiling on yet, correct? What does this addition say? Even if you put a ceiling on yet, we assume still what? You're going to make a what? Another story. So you put a ceiling over here, right? We don't assume you're done. Why don't we assume you're done? You're going to make another level with walls. Because you're going to want to have walls on the side, correct? So since you're going to have walls on the side, it's going to come out what? It's going to come out that you're still going to use it. So the Rashbam adds on, even if you've made a ceiling, which seems to imply, Nate, that Lamaisa, maybe he's done, right? He's not going to extend his wall all the way up to the other wall because he has a ceiling already, but we still say what? He is going to what? Raise it because he's going to want to make another story. Okay? So what the Rashbam is adding on, I want you to get down to your notes, and the Rebbeinu Gershom says on Daf Hei Amud Aleph against Rashi that you've made a ceiling already. That you've made a ceiling already. Poshim Shad in the Mishnah is that what? That you haven't made a ceiling yet. Because it said, Afa Bisho what? Afa Bisho lo, what was the Lashon? Shalom Nasan Lava Zatikra. According to Rabbeinu Gershom and the Rashbam, we're talking about a case, even where you've made a ceiling, what it means is you haven't finished your what? You haven't even finished the Aliyah. You're making a second floor apartment. That's how you have to read into the Mishnah. Pashut Shad the Mishnah is you haven't made a ceiling at all. But the way you can read into the Mishnah is what? The way you can read into the Mishnah is what? Is that in fact, what have you done? You have made a ceiling, but I haven't made a what? Completely second floor by making a wall on top. Doesn't read as well in the Mishnah, but please get that down. That's what the Rashbam is adding in this line with also the Rebbeinu Gershom. Okay, Rebbeinu Gershom says that on Daf Hei Amud Aleph. He has a lush in there. Take a look at Hei Amud Aleph. Afalpi Shalom Nasan loves a ticker. Everyone got it towards the bottom. Take a look on the line there of Rebbeinu Gershom. Abishul Nosel loves a tikra, ala kosel zeh, shigbiyach aver, ala kain kundusin. What does kundusin mean?
Bold.
Sticks, poles. Remember we had kundasin last semester? Where do we have kundasin? You remember where it was? Yeah, where was it though? You remember where we had the word kundasin? We had kundasin. They're poles. You got to check. Nasan al lehim es atikra mitzarechad al akoslov. You put the ceiling mitzarechad on its wall, right? You put the ceiling mitzarechad al koslov. Okay? So in other words, you did have a what? You did have a ceiling, but what happened? What happened? You did have a ceiling, but you didn't use what? Whose wall haven't you used already? You haven't used that guy's wall. You haven't used the other guy's wall, which is Shimon. In other words, you see this guy's wall here? You didn't use his wall yet. You used your own sticks to keep up a ceiling. But Lamaisa, even though you've made a ceiling already, we assume you're still going to what? You're still going to raise it to match his other wall to build a second floor. But you have a ceiling already. Where's the ceiling standing? On your own pole. You follow what I'm just saying? You built your own pole. Shimon built his own pole, Lamaisa, in order to what? Have his ceiling already held up. But the ceiling is not what? Being held up by the first guy's what? First guy's wall. It's being... You made pegs. You made sticks.
But it's not supported by the other guy.
Correct. It's not being supported by the other guy's wall. Well said. But I'm going to continue to raise it in order to what? Match the other guy's wall. So it's just a technical difference, but I want you to get it down. Was a ceiling made already or not? Rashi said, the fair is by us, not Adayin. The box said the word Adayin. And according to the Rashbam, which is Tosfos, when I say Tosfos, the Tosefus, or in Rashi, it's Rashbam, and the Rabbinic Gershom say a ceiling was made, but the ceiling was not being supported by the first guy's wall. It was being supported by who? Who was it being supported by? His own poles, okay? So it's a technical difference, but you got to get the difference between the two, okay? This is the Sfar Lamaisa that I want to bring out. This is the Sfar we want to bring out, Lamaisa and this din, okay? So we have a machloikis between who? Back to the Gemara. Rav Huna says if you only put up what? Aryeh, let's get it. The first guy made it 12 amas. The second guy made it how many? 8, let's say, which is higher than 4, right? Everyone's got to pay up to 4, half and half. But the first guy put it up to 12. The second guy only made an 8 amah wall. 4 more than normal. So Rav Huna says, I don't care if it doesn't match. You still got to pay the whole thing. And what does Rav Nachman say? Should we read the Gemara? Rav Nachman Amar? Exactly. You pay what? You'll pay half up to 8 amahs and that's it. Nothing more. You understand this machlokas of Rav Huna and Rav Nachman? It's a very clear machlokas. How much must you pay? Must you pay the whole thing, even though you haven't matched the height? Or must you pay what? Only what you built up to. Rav Huna says you have to pay the whole thing because we assume you're going to do the whole thing. Rav Nachman says you only pay up to what you've bought actually built. We have a technical machlokes in Rashi against the Rashbam. Rav Gershom, was the ceiling already put up? But even if that ceiling, Rashi says there was no ceiling put up like the Pashup Shad and Mishnah, Adayin, it wasn't yet put up. And the Rashbam and the Rabbinic Gershom say it was put up, but it's being held by his own poles. It's not being supported by the first guy's wall. Okay? We got that, Clore?
But who's paying who? The person who's building the new wall is paying for the old wall?
No, the first guy paid for everything on his own. He built a 12-amah wall. No, second guy says, I'm not paying a penny more than the 4 amahs. So then why'd you build a wall? You built your own wall that's 8 amahs high.
So the second guy's paying for the...
Yeah, the second guy's paying for the first guy because he's going to use the first guy's wall.
Oh,
so but he hasn't matched it with 12 amas. He only built it up 8 amas. So do we assume that he's going to use it completely like Rav Huna, or do we assume only up to what he's going to pay? Only what he built up to, which is 8 amas.
Does he only pay for what he matched, or does he pay...
Yes, or what he eventually is going to match, which is exactly up to 12 amas.
Is he eventually going to?
We don't know. We don't know, but Rav Huna says we make the presumption that he is. Rav Nachman says we can't make that presumption. That's the machlokes in the Gemara. Yes, Ruby.
Isn't that presumption kind of goes against the idea of the Mishnah? Because the whole as far as the Mishnah is that, because you've now built a wall, you're showing that you're going to be using it. So, meaning once you build that upper ceiling, it's the same. It can be compared to if the guy built a wall and you did never build a second wall to begin with. You haven't given any reason to believe you're going to extend the wall. In our original case, there's the first wall, and you built a second wall, which showed, you're probably going to cover it with the roof, so we're going to charge
it. Because it's the same height.
Yeah, but once I have a roof on there,
There's no reason to believe I'm extending it. There's just, there's
why? I'm making a second floor. That's the assumption. No, but that's what Rabbeinu Gershom responds to. You're going to make a second floor that's going to match that height of that guy's wall.
But
that's,
where does that come from? Because even in the original case, we say that you have to have the other wall.
It's all a supposition, though. It's a supposition. It's not such a crazy supposition. You're trying to make a second floor. That's what he says. You're going to make aliyos, steps. In order to what? In order to make a second floor, you're making different stories. Aliyos means stories. That's an extension of that presumption, okay? That's an extension of that presumption. Yes, Benji?
Where's the part we quoted in Rabbeinu Gershom? Or like what part?
Rabbeinu Gershom on Hayamid Aleph, Dibra Masko, Afal P. Do you see it? Afal P towards the bottom. Sholonoslov Zatikra, Al Kosal Zeh, Shigbiachmer, El Kane Kundisin. You put it on your own poles. Venoslov Zatikra, Mitzad Echad Al Koslov. You put the tikkur on one hand on his walls, his own walls. That's what it means, as opposed to the other guy's walls. Like Usher said, he's not using the other guy's to support it. Okay, Nate, clear? Eliezer, go ahead.
But the argument between Rashi basically saying that we view it as if the roof is not there already.
Rashi's saying we don't view it. The roof is not there yet,
and therefore we assume he's not going to extend the higher.
That's a machlokus. Rav Huna says we do. And Rav Nachman says we don't.
So the whole Machlokas is based on Rashi, because if they hold based on Rashbam and Rabbeinu Gershom, then he says basically that we view the roof as if he's going to build up higher, that it's a roof and he's going to build up higher, right?
But Rashbam and Rabbeinu Gershom say there is a roof built, and the Machlokas is, do we assume he's going to what build it up?
So the Machlokas is based on either opinion of how he
builds. Right. Rav Huna always assumes he's going to raise it all the way high. Rav Nachman says we don't. We don't make that assumption.
Whether we view it as a roof or not.
The question is, do we assume that he's going to match the other guys or not? Only technicalities, is there a roof already? That's all.
Does that matter based on the argument?
No, it doesn't. I'm just saying it's just a technical machloek is what the case is. That's all.
Okay?
Oren, you okay?
Yeah, ID stuff.
Okay, all right. Let's go. Okay, I don't know where Josh is, the mice. Okay, let's go. All right, Sam. All right, we got this chlor. We got this machloekis. Machloekis Rav Huna of Nachman. Look at Tosfos, Cerulli. Go ahead, Samach Lepalga. Go ahead. The first place. Guys, look inside.
Samach Lepalga, Samach Lepula. I Lepalga, Iri
Bay. Iri.
Iri Bay, Lorek, and
Lepalga. Oh, that's the picture I just showed you. Is it lengthwise or is it heightwise? Could be either. Did you extend the lengthwise all the way or did you do heightwise? That's the Machloikis, okay? That's what he says. Okay. Now, I want you to get this down from the Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish writes, very interestingly, okay, and this is the way I want to portray this machlokas. If, let's say,
great, just rip my coat, okay.
If what in the pocket? If this what? If it's muchach that the guy is going to build it up to the what? If he's going to match the 12 amos to the 12 amos, what's the din? Everyone should agree what? He should pay for half of it. Correct. Correct, Nick. That's correct. That's on one extreme. Excellent. Let's go the other way. Let's say we know clear he's not going to build up. Then everyone is going to agree what? That he should only pay up to what he built. Please get that down there. So when is the machlokas? When we don't know. The machlokas is the Chazon Ish says. The machlokas is when we don't know. Keep pleading in the stomach. We just don't know. If it's a situation when everyone knows he's going to match it, that's fine. If it's a situation where what we know is not going to match everyone, says you pay what you want, pay half of what you built up to, 8 amos. But stoma means when you don't know. Keep pleading to stoma. So the Chazon Ish, Baba Basra, and Simon Beis, Ozai, asks, he says, I don't understand the svar of Rav Huna. What does Rav Huna say? What does Rav Huna say? Some of the paga, some of the kula. You build half, we still make you pay the whole thing. We assume you're going to get up to 12 amas. We have a famous principle. What's a famous principle? You had ID problems, Josh?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, good. Amotzi mechavero? There's a famous cloud. You don't know how much it is in Mominus? Amotzi? There's a famous cloud. Bobakama daf ben vovam and base. Amotzi? Mechavero? Olav? Lavi Raya. Motzi Mechaver Ololi Raya. If, let's say I say to you, Yosef, I welcome you to YU, right? Eliezer, welcome to YU. Nate, welcome to YU. You know, you guys owe me some money. What kind of welcome is that? Of course, terrible welcome.
You know what? They should say, Rabbi, we don't owe you a penny till you prove it to me. Hamotzi mechaveiro alav lavi raya. It's upon him. It's upon me. If I claim you guys owe me money, I got to prove it with Adam or a star or something. I can't just say you owe me money. It's a joke. This is the greatest klal in Dini Mamonos. This is known as klal gadol b'din. B'din meaning in financial matters. Hamotzi mechaveiro raya. What on earth is the Sfara Rahuna? Why should you make a supposition that he's going to what build up? You don't know. You don't know if he's going to build it up to 12 amas. That's a great kasha, no? What's the svar of Rahuna, Zakfrek the Chazanish? That's what the Chazanish asked. A great kasha, I'm thinking to myself. Rav Nachman, I understand. What you built up, pay. So the Chazanish says like this. I'll tell you what the svar is. One sec, Azri. Chazanish says, I'll tell you Rahuna's svar is. Ain adam kona davril chatzoin. No one buys something halfway. You're either all in or nothing. Why would a guy who's a partner in a wall say, I want to buy what? Partial of the wall. You want half the wall. You don't want 30% of the wall. Even if he claims, oh, I don't want what? I don't want half. That's a taina that's not shchiach. What's a taina that's not shchiach? Uncommon. People that make uncommon claims is not accepted. No one makes uncommon claims. Even if he makes the claim, we don't accept it. We just don't accept it. So the Chazanish says, I'll answer my kasha. We make the supposition that according to Rav Huna, that no one in their right mind buys 40% of a wall, 30% of a wall. You buy half the wall and done. And therefore, Rav Huna makes a supposition and says that you must what? You must pay for the whole wall. I didn't build it that high yet. I don't care. I made it, according to Rashi, I didn't make a ceiling yet. I don't care. We assume you're going to build a wall up high. According to Ben Gershon and Rashbam, even though you built the ceiling, we assume you're making a second story. Muslim Khalaraya? No. No one buys half a what wall. No one buys less than half a wall. You buy at least half a wall, and that's it. Done. That's a supposition. We assume that. Now, if you look at Rabbeinu Gershom says a little different. One sec, Ariel. What does he say? He says, tomorrow you're going to change your mind, and you're going to want to build, you're going to want to have half. Even though today you're claiming you only want 30% of the wall, you don't want the whole wall, we know tomorrow you're going to change your mind, and you're going to want to build it. You're going to want to match it exactly. We know what you're going to do. So the machlokus is, do we machayev a guy today on what you're going to do tomorrow? We know you're going to change your mind tomorrow. You claim you only want 30% of it. Oh, we know tomorrow when you wake up, you're going to want 50%. So do we machayev him in that right away, what's going to be tomorrow or not? Rav Huna says yes, Rav Nachman says no. So I want you to get the down the Chazanish and the Rabbeinu Gershom. You follow me? But that solves the svar of Rav Huna. The svar of Rav Huna is very strong. It's not a motzei chalorai. We assume people want at least half the wall. He makes a claim 30%, we assume no what? The time to loshkir. Also, we say, according to Ben Gershom, that tomorrow is going to wake up and want the whole thing. When I say the whole thing, he has to pay for half of it. He's not going to want 30%. And the question is, are we mechayev a guy today for what's going to be tomorrow? That's the question. First off, Israel, then Ariel. Go ahead. You got it?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead, Ariel. Yes.
Based off the answer of the Chazanish, it seems like it goes against the Mishnah.
Why?
Because we're saying that you can't ever claim that you only wanted four amos of the wall.
Sure I can. When I don't build a wall. When you build a wall, then you're done. But the Mishnah's talking about case where I wasn't Samachal Kosal Acher. Once I'm Samachal Kosal, you're done.
What if I build a wall that is less than four amos? Is the Chazanish still going
to
be...
You have to pay for that, Hezekria. Up to Dal Amos, you got to pay for half. You know that.
But I'm saying that for Arba Amos...
Arba Amos, that's Shears. Obviously. That's half and half. Right. That's Hezekria.
Shimon builds 12 Amos up. Reuben then builds a 3 Amos wall.
No, he's got to pay half and half, up to 4. He's mechuyev to pay.
He's making his own wall.
Doesn't make a difference. He has to pay up to Dalai Lama's half and half. That's because that private.
No, I'm saying he did chip into Dalai Lama's. I'm saying that he now builds this wall that's like 4 Amos also.
That's meaningless.
Okay, so he doesn't chip in.
Yeah, anything less than 4 is meaningless. Correct. He's some machlo kosal after that. It has to be at least
the
what?
Second he goes 5.
Well, the first guy who built it was 12 Amos, right?
Right. But what
second, he's got to build 5. That's the machlo of Hun Rav Chisda.
Okay.
That's no, anything right. Above 4.
Why
is the Machalik Rav Huna
Rav Chisda? Why above 4? Even building 1, you're building a second wall.
No.
It's not
because he's Mechuyev anyway to pay up to the Dalai Lama's because it has a Kriya.
The first wall.
Sure it is, because you can look in.
Wall. That's the first wall, but that second wall you're building.
Second wall only makes a difference on anything above 4 amos. Because he shelled out cash.
The first wall was built 12 amos, and he only paid 4 amos of it, because that's all he needed to pay.
Yes, correct.
The second wall, when he built it even 1 amos, doesn't that show that he...
No, shows nothing, because even without that wall, he had to pay 4 amos.
No, because he didn't need a second wall. Like,
no,
I think wall, I another wall.
Even if he doesn't build a thing, he's got to pay faith with 4 amos. Even if he doesn't build a thing.
I think what is okay?
I know.
You're going to build. If you're going to build 3 amos, you're going to build 2 amos. You're going to build 1 amos. You're going to go all the way up. That's the assumption of Rav Huna, that you're going to continue to go up anyway.
No, we assume anything less than 4. We assume anything less than 4 is meaningless. It's not going to show anything. It's good cash. It doesn't show anything.
When you build 5, that shows that you care about the 12, right?
That's according to Rav Huna, not according to Nachman.
Right. Okay. So, well, how come according to Rav Huna, even building 1 doesn't?
Because it doesn't show anything. It's meaningless.
So any, is the one. Like,
that's what we assume. Anything up to 4 is meaningless. Okay. Yes, Rui.
How does the Chazanish's idea of what Rav Huna's svara is work with the next Yigant in the Gemara that says that the Rav Huna would agree in a certain case where when you demonstrate you're not going to...
We'll see. We'll plug it in. Because in those cases, what? We don't have that supposition that a person would buy the whole thing. We'll plug it in. Let's get to the Gemara. Okay, we'll get to the Gemara. We'll plug it in. It fits in very well. Sam, you have an ID problem?
No,
it's the advising that I can't. Okay, all right. Come on. We got to be bismad. Okay? All right, we got the Gemara? Okay, everyone got this Machloikis, Rav Huna, Rav Chisda? And we have the Svara? Not Rav Huna, it's Rav Huna, Rav Nachman. Okay, everyone got that clear? Clear? Okay, good. Let's go next line of the Gemara. All right, let's go. We got to get everything clear. That's Torah Shabbat Bet. Torah Shabbat Bet, you want to get everything clear. If you have questions, you ask me. Okay, Shuli, you're doing a great job. Go ahead. Period. Stop right there. What does that mean?
The Rav Huna agrees in a case where there's an attachment up to the corner.
He agrees to who? He agrees to...
That some of the...
So let's say Rashi outside. Rashi, before we read it inside. Rashi says Lufta and Karna is all one case. It's not two cases. Look at this. You see, this is Reuben's house. Reuben's house is bordering the fence, the wall that's between Reuben and Shimon. Yes? Then he builds a shed right there. You see that shed? That shed is not going to be extended. He has his lawnmowers in there and everything, his rakes. That is not going to be extended to the end of this wall. Do you see that? So therefore, even according to Rav Huna, we've dug up a case where we know for sure the guy's not going to extend it. So there, Rav Huna agrees to Rav Chisda, you only charge him what? You only charge him what he what? What he actually built. You only charge him what he built. And this abuts, right? Only a part of the wall. So only part of that wall will he pay. Again, this costs, let's say, $100. But the shed only goes up to a certain part, it costs $40. So they'll split that 20-20. You got that? Yes? Because this shed is not going to be extended. So that means he's only using this part of the wall up to the end of the shed. So you split that in half. Oh, I thought Rav Huna always makes him charge the whole thing. That's in a case where we think what? Where he's going to build it all the way up or build it all the way to the side. Because in Ishez here, we will not make that supposition. What was Rav Huna's svara? No man is going to want to buy 40%. In this case, it is. Because it fits the shed well. We assume a guy would want to do that.
It only apply here on the other case. It's inconsistent. Here we're saying,
what was the Chazanisha Sfar in Rav Huna?
Rav Huna says no one's ever going to pay for only part of the wall.
Correct. Less than half. In this case, of course he will, because it's helping his shed. That's all.
In the case, it does also. It gives him a roof. Meaning, I'm not sure why it would apply for the shed, but not for the case when... Meaning,
no, because that case, Lamaisa, is that this case, there's an actual Chefsa here. That other case is no Chefsa.
Why? You can use it underneath it. Why do you need to build upwards?
First of all, like Rashi, if you have no roof, there's nothing to use there.
Okay, fine.
If you have a roof, no, we assume that you're going to build up.
Maybe I want 5 more sheds right into that shed.
No, sure we don't assume like that. Costs money, the shed. We don't assume like that. You could fit in the Chazanish well. Mm-hmm. We don't assume he's going to make another shed.
The whole point of putting...
We don't assume he's going to make another shed. Let's see the Rashi inside. Go ahead, read the Rashi. Umoda... Guys, look inside. Do you hear what that says? There is a what? A connection at the corner. Go ahead. The word lufta means a chibor, a connection. Go ahead. Do you see now how that fits beautifully? The end of the house of Reuven. This is where my finger is. That the end of the house of Reuven is what? Is glued to what? Not literally glued, but it's davuk lekotzel zeh. It's abutting the wall that's between the two chatzeros. You see the wall? The wall's touching the end of his house. Everyone see that? The wall here is touching the end of his house. The house is here, and the wall is what? Touching the house. Go ahead. And after a certain amount of time, Reuven, what's Reuven Zeh? This Reuven? Like this man Reuven? Is that what it means? It says Nimlach Reuven Zeh. Reuven changes his mind Zeh on this. Doesn't mean Reuven Zeh. This Reuven. It means Reuven changes his mind on this matter. Go ahead, on this thing. Go ahead. And he decides to build a shed, right? A small building, a shed in the corner at the end of his house. That's exactly what he's saying. Go ahead. And the sticking out of the shed is extended connected some of the wall, some of the length, mixas some, orach kos, some of the length of the wall, hamavdil, that separates between the chatzeres. See, it only covers what some of the what wall. Go ahead. Rav Huna agrees that what ma'adil osam lo osam, excellent, go ahead. Because this type of shed is not going to be extended. Yosir. Please get that word in the box. Yosir. Everyone got that? So what do you see from this Rashi? Josh, what do you see from this Rashi? Let's get it down in our notes. How does Rashi translate Karna v'luftum? As all one case. Number one, get that down in your notes. They're not two separate cases. Is that correct? That's number one Nakuda. Yes? And what's number two Nakuda from this Rashi? Please get it down. What's number two Nakuda? It's all one case, Karna v'lufta, according to Rashi. Karna v'lufta is one case. Rashi says, uvda achas. Uvda means one case. And what case is it speaking to? Length or height?
Length.
Correct. Arichas. Those are two notes I want you to get from this Rashi. I want you to be reflective and think when you do a Rashi on a Gemara. How is Rashi attacking the Gemara? Rashi's saying that there's all one case, and he's saying that it's speaking only to the length. Even though at the beginning of the sugya there could be two exceptions, length and what? Height. Okay, excellent. You're doing a great job, Sruli. Okay, let's read the beginning of the Tosa, so we're going to stop in the middle of it and then go on to the Gemara. Guys, look at the Tosas now. Umode.
Umode of Muna, the part of the Lukta. The first bit of time. Karna le Hikar, so lo ya reha oma, you tear to the sofa to Kota.
Whoa, what does the Bach say? Jesamach osik kife lekarna. Klape. Yeah, read again from the beginning of the Tosfos. Go ahead. Umoda. Leheker, for recognition. Shelo what? Shebesof also calls so shesamach. You're not going to extend the wall more at the end of the wall that it's next to. So what do you do? You make an indentation at the corner. Klape. Let me show you guys. You see this? You see that indentation? You see that where my finger is? Can you see it, everybody? Right here. You see how it's jutting out, but then it takes a right 90-degree angle? What does that show to you? It shows you're not going to extend it anymore, correct? I am not going to go weiter and match this adjacent wall. You got that? So what does Tosfos say? Tosfos learns Karna is a separate what? Case. Tosfos, this is how you got to note Rashi and Tosfos. You'll become a Talmud Chacham. Don't learn up the Gemara. Tosfos learns Karna is a separate case. Karna. Karna is a uvda achas. That's one case on its own. And lufta is a separate case. Read on, truly. Go ahead.
The lufta have a heker shelo yagbia kotzal yoter.
What's yagbia? You're not going to raise it higher. This speaks to the height. Right? Go ahead. Kigon. What's kigon mean?
For example.
Go ahead.
Kigon.
You made a recognition the top of the wall. Because since we're ragilim to make the wall narrow on top, I don't want rain within my thing. So look at this, guys. See how I make a slope on the top? Look at this. You see how I made the slope? That the slope, the water's going to go on the outside? I don't want the water, Josh. You see this? I don't want the water inside my wall. I want it on the outside. But what does the slope on top also connote?
That
you're not going to raise something. Anyway, even if you don't know architecture. Even though if you're not a contractor like me, I know that you're not going to extend something if you have a slope. You're not going to make it higher. So what do you see from here? Let's get it down. That lufta is a separate case, which I'm going to write means meshufa, which means what? Which means that it is sloped. Meshufa. So the karna speaks to what? Arichus. What's arichus?
Length.
And what does meshufa speak to? Gavoa. Height. Right? So, if I want you to portray it, I want you guys to chazer at night, take a half an hour, just to go over what we've done so far already, what we've done. You have a Gemara Rashi Tosis. Rashi said Karna Lufta is all one case and only speaks to the length. Tosva says there are two separate cases, and Karna refers to what? Length. And what does Lufta refer to? The height. You got what I'm saying? So it's really a double-pronged machlekes. Rashi tells us how to interpret the Gemara. Rashi says it's only attempting to speak to the arichus, and it's only one case. Tosfos says it's speaking to what? Both the arichus and the height, and it's two separate cases. You got this? So it's a double machlekes. Rashi tells us pshat in the Gemara. Yosef, clear?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh. Excellent. Okay. Nate, is that clear? You got a question to ask? Yes, Benji, go ahead.
In the case of the lufta by Tosfos, right? It was the curved ceiling.
Slope, yes.
So Or and I had a question, which is if you want to prevent the rain from coming inside your wall, you know, you need like a ceiling there. It's like the slope like part of the wall itself is going to do it.
What it means is the water that will congregate on the top. Any water that will congregate on the top will fall outside. Of course, there'll be some water inside. But the puddles that will stay on the top of that wall will fall on the outside, not on the inside.
Okay, so it's not taken by literally...
Right. It means, though, that puddle of water will not go on the inside, it'll go on the outside. Doesn't mean no water will get in. Of course, you can't control that. But it means whatever's going to stop puddle up on the top of the wall will fall on the outside, not on the inside. Yes, Pignon?
I read it that when he makes the top of the korah, it's going to be dafka roof and not a floor for a second.
No, it means meshufi, right? He tries to say it. Ferish, you put shomer.
It's a part of the roof. The roof has to be sloped so the water doesn't go on.
Right.
But it just indicates that there's going to be a roof, not that.
No, I don't. I don't think it's speaking that. Speaking that only that it's indicative that he's not going to go viper. That's where we're going at. Okay, good. All right, everyone got that so far? Excellent. Okay, put your fingers on that Tosfos in the middle, and then we go back to the Gemara now. Okay? Let's go now. Let's go the other way now. Okay? Go ahead. What do you say, Sruli? Doing a great job. Go ahead. Ubekavasa dikshure. Period. Ube kavase, I'm not sure what he's adding on. Actually adds an aleph. Ube kavase, dishkshure. Okay, what does this mean? Okay, let's see Rashi. How do we translate the word afriza now? Now, what does this mean? What is Rav Nachman's opinion? What, you only pay for what you want? Usher? You only pay to what you build, right? We don't make the supposition you're going to do the whole thing, right? Where does Rav Nachman agree, though? By Afriza Ubakasa de Kshure. What does this mean now, guys? So let's go. Now, everyone, let me just present. Everyone agrees, Sam, that these are two separate cases. Whereas Karn de Lufte, Rashi and Tosfos argued, yes, was it one case or two? Everyone agrees these are two separate cases. Okay? Everyone's going to agree these two separate cases. What is Afriza? Go ahead, Zop Rashi.
The mother of Nachman, Afriza Ubakasa de Kshure.
See how Rashi says the linen gavoa? Because the previous one only spoke to what? Arichas. Excellent name. Rashi's telling you what is going on here. You follow me? Go ahead. Moda.
Moda hu she'im asa b'kotel she'samach makom ha'nachas Rashi koros aliyah al pnei kula. Sofalag bia or kishiyahor
kishir gova kula. Oh, in other words, you take this big what? What do you do? Which we're going to get up to. You take this big, you see, this is a stone wall, guys. You take this big wooden board, put it on top of the stone wall, in order that beams from the other side will rest on that. Yes? You got that? That's what's called a frieza. That shows you're going to build up. Go ahead, read the next Rashi, a frieza. A
frieza.
A long wood, thick, Av is thick, please get every word, that you put on the whole length of the kosel to put on beams on top of it, yes?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Korin is length? What's korin?
Korots are beams.
No, korin.
I don't know where you're at.
I'm a little bit
of a frieza. Eights a rope, a long wood, the av thick. Shinosin al pnei kol orech hakosel. You put on the whole length of the wall, lanicha roshe koros, to put on heads of the beams. What were we asking?
No, I'm sorry. I went ahead.
Okay, go ahead. Umegin?
Umegin aliyam shalo yirkahu yirkubu mechamas
lichlu. Machmas.
Machmas lichlu hakosel.
I don't want the beams, the wooden beams, on the stone wall, because stone wall is very moist and it's going to cause it to rot. So what do? I put the beams, the wooden beams, on top of a long wooden beam. I don't want them sitting on a stone wall, because it's going to what? It's going to make it all rot. It gets wet and moisture is bad. Go ahead. Ubaloshana what? In the Lashon Mishnah, those clothes are called maltisin. Okay? They're called maltisin. Interesting word. Go ahead. And what happens if someone doesn't have this long piece of wood? So what do? You do what is kamasa dechshure. Go ahead. So what's also chayrin? Because you make holes in the wall. Go ahead. Nesarim ktanim. What's nesarim ktanim?
Small planks.
Excellent. Lamala. On the top and bottom. Let's start him. You make a box. You see this, guys? This picture here. You make holes in the walls, and you stick the wooden beams in these holes. But the holes have a perimeter. The holes have a perimeter of wood, so that the wooden will not touch the stone wall, Aryeh, because they'll get rot with wet. So if you build the perimeter of these windows with wood, it's going to be wood on wood, and therefore it's not going to be bad. You follow me? Go ahead.
Rebbe?
Yes?
Wouldn't the perimeter of wood dampen and then also dampen the...
That's a good question. We assume it's not going to be... We don't assume that the seepage from... It's a good kasha from the stone will go to the perimeter and then go to the actual beam. Maybe one way, but not two. Very good horror. That's what we're assuming. It has to be direct for it to be. Like there's a Lashon and Gemara and Shas called Tofech HaManas Latfiach. Something has to be moist enough... That if you touch it, it'll cause the other thing to be moist. But there are certain times when it's moist that if something you put on, it won't be moist. So then I'm not worried about that. Go ahead. It's a good horror. Go ahead. And what happens? And you put inside of them the Rosh HaKurus. So how does Rashi Mazmu this, guys? How would you say Rashi's Mazmu? What do you say? What is it called? Afriza, Rashi, Afriza, and Kavata Dekshure. So Rashi says Afriza is what? The eights Aruch. Now what is Kavata Dekshure? I'm going to call them like the Chalonos. You'll know what that means. The Cobra. What does this speak to? Length or width or height? Height. When Rashi speaks to height, it's two cases. Shtei uvdo. It's like the second one is the backup of the first, right? It's like a backup quarterback. The second one is used, right? when you don't have the Eitz Aruch, it's two different cases, and it speaks to Gavor, the height. That's how Rashi touches this. Okay, everyone clear? Yosef? Yes? Kavata Deshari is a backup, guys, right? Remember, you can use the long wood on the top if you have it. If you don't have it, you're going to bore what? Windows, holes in the wall, and then you'll use it in that way with the perimeter of those windows being wood. It's because you don't want the wood to rot. And if the wood touches the stone is very wet. The walls are made of stone. Okay, that's what Rashi did. Excellent job.
So there are three possible cases. Being a freezing, and there are two within Kavata Deshari.
No. What is a frieza?
It's the
long piece of wood on top, and you put the beams on that. What happens if you don't have an Eitz Aruch? Then you do Kavata Dikshure, which is what? You make the windows in the walls, and you stick the beams inside of them.
Okay.
You got me? You stick the beam inside of there. I don't want you to lose your wall. Okay? You got me? What'd you say?
Shtei Uvdos.
Shtei Uvdos, Eliezer, means two cases. Like I wrote over here. Remember Rashi said Karnufta was one case? And Tosa said no. Tosa said it was considered to be what? Two different cases. Right? It's Shtei Uvdo. Right? This is Karnufta's one case, and Lufta is another case. Uvdachas. Which is, means two Shtei Uvdo. They're two separate cases. You follow what I'm saying? Rashi, when he was translated Karnufta, had it one case. When Rashi translated Arfriza, the what? Kavasak Shuri is two different cases. You got that? Okay? Oh, now let's go to where we are in the middle of the Tysus. You kept your finger on the spot. Go ahead. Go ahead. You're doing a great job. Umoda what? Guys, this is how you try to get everything clear. Okay? You can call me also. Did I give you guys my cell phone? Guys, write my cell phone down. The new guys. So all the other guys have. 973-769-2718. You can put in your phones.
I'll put it in the chat also.
Yeah, and you can ask Ariel and Jake or any of the guys. Everyone, you can ask, call me anytime, okay? Not just about Gemara. If anything I'll be helped with and why you tell me, okay?
Thank you.
All right, Bezrat Hashem. 973-769-2718. Okay, go ahead. Umoda what?
Umoda of Nachman.
Guys, got it in the middle of the Tysus? Go ahead. Umoda of Nachman.
Umoda of Nachman, Bafriza.
Hecker.
Hecker, she yarich adayan kosel she besof orach achoma.
One stone is boletus. What's boletus? Sticks out, protrudes. Go ahead. And one is what? Regress. What's the word? I don't think it's the right word in English. Recessed. Thank you, Binyam. Go ahead. Devadai. Okay, I'm going to show you a picture. Tosus defines what? Look how Tosus defines Afriza. See how one juts in, one juts out? What does that show? No one in the guy's got to be the worst architect in the world to leave a wall like that. You know he's going to finish the wall. And we know he's going to finish the wall. All, I don't like this line here. Because the line should go all the way to what? To the end of the first wall. Because he's going to go all the way to the end.
He's trying to show that it doesn't go to the end right now.
I know. Okay, you're right. That he's trying to show it doesn't. But eventually it will.
Yeah.
I'm just saying theoretically, the way he went that line, he could have fixed it up to there. We're assuming you're going to fix it all. You're going to go all the way to where his wall is. That's how Tosus defines what? Afriza. So let's write it down. Okay, let's finish up the Tosus, then we'll write it down. That's Afriza. Go ahead, read on.
The Akvata Dikshure, Hainim Sha'asa Makom HaNachas Rashi Koros, The Mukhach Shesofel HaGbiya Ad Shiur Gova Aliyah.
So how does Tosus define Achsa Dikshure? Where Rashi said Afriza. The way Rashi said Afriz is what Taisa Achshure the what? The Kavase. He's look, read the words. Read it again. The Kavase the Achshure. Read the Bachsa. The Kavase
the Achshure. Hainusha Asa Makom Anachas Rashi Koros. The Mochav Shesofo Lagvia Ad Shior Gova Aliyah.
See? You're going to go up to the Aliyah, the first guy. So let's write down Taisa's. Taisa's agrees with Rashi that it's what? Shtei Uvdo. There are two different cases. Rashi says that Tosa says Afriz is what? Evan Achas. Bolate. The Evan Achas what? Shokea. Recess. Thank you, but you don't know for that word. And what's number two? Kavasa de Shure is the way what? is the way Tosfos Rashi said Ariza, which is what? I'm just going to write Halacha. No, I'm going to say Eitz Aruch. Eitz Aruch. Okay? So that's the way Tosfos says it. So to summarize, we have a Machlech. What'd you say? Kavasa the Cheshure is an Eitz Aruch, a long one, and the first one's Afriz is one stone is sticking out, and one stone is regressed. Recess.
Where does it say Eitz Aruch? It seems like he's saying that there are pegs inside and you're placing the top of the beams for Akvasa the Cheshure.
Shasa Makam Hanachas Roshe Koros.
Yeah, you're going to place them inside. You need a place.
Why does it say inside? You make a place of Hanachas Roshe Koros.
You made a place, meaning you formed a place to put it.
Yeah, so that's that place. This is what they did by a freezer. You made a place to put it on top. No? I don't think it means like Eitz Aruch. That's what I'm saying. You made a place. By doing Eitz Aruch, you make a place. You facilitate a place to rest on. Yes, Bingo?
In Greek architecture, there's an actual term called a frieze.
Okay.
Which is similar to how Rashi explains a frieze.
Uh-huh. Very nice.
So it would. So
I mean, a long wood.
It's a long band on top.
A long what?
A band, like a long band that's.
But it's a wood.
Yeah, it doesn't necessarily.
And it's used as a supporting beam.
Yeah.
Okay. Excellent. Very good. Okay.
So it seems that assuming that it comes from the Greek, that it would be more like Rashi than Tosfos.
All right. Okay. Interesting. But to summarize, how do you summarize everything we have up till now today? We have Machlokes Rav Huna and Rav Nachman. When you don't match the 12 amas, you only made it 8. You have to pay for the whole thing. Rav Huna says yes. Rav Nachman says what?
No.
What happens if it's moving? You're going to build up? Everyone says you have to pay. What happens? Everyone says you're not going to pay up?
No.
You don't have to pay. Machlokes when we don't know. Yes? Now, where does Rav Huna agree to Rav Nachman? In which case? Karna de Lufta. Yes? Then you don't have to pay the whole thing. How does Rashi define Karna de Lufta? There's one case. Speaking to the length. Right? Mm-hmm. What did Rashi say it was? Someone told me outside. What does Rashi say Karn Lufta is?
The shed.
The shed case. Excellent. How does Tos define Karn Lufta? Two separate cases. Karn is what? You make the bend. What is Lufta? You make the slope. The first one, Karn speaks to the length. Lufta speaks to the what? The height. Two separate cases. Now, Rav Nachman agrees with Rav Huna in the case of Afriza and Kavasa the Shure. What does Afriza and Kavasa the Shure mean?
Long beam.
According to Rashi, it means a long beam. For sure, we know you're going to build up. Speaks to Gavoa. Kavasa the Shure is when you don't have that, you make windows. With the perimeter is excellent of the wood, so it won't rot. Two different cases speaks to the length. According to Tosfos, speaks to the height. Correct. Who said that? Thank you, Binoma. Tosfos says, there are two separate cases. What is Afriza? One protrude and one's recess. That speaks to what? That speaks to the length. Excellent. I didn't write that down. Sorry. Arichus speaks to the arichus. And what does kavata de shure speak to? Gavoa. Excellent. Speaks to the height, and they're two separate cases. So it's interesting. According to Rashi, it's not symmetrical. Because according to Lufthi, it's one case. And Afriza Eitz Aruch, he explained what's Mazda is two cases, right? So it's not so symmetrical. Tosfos is very symmetrical. Because Karna Lufta was two cases, and Afriza and Kavata Shuri is two cases, no? So it's interesting how according to Rashi, it was asymmetrical in the Gemara. According to Tosfos, it is symmetrical. Correct? You got that clear? That's how you learn up Gemarashi Tosfos. You get everything clear as glass. It's a tremendous feeling. I want you to chazen this tonight. You have to be cautious, okay? Yes, Binyam, go ahead.
Rashi is also interesting that by Rav Huna, it's talking only about Arichos, and by Rav Nachman, it's only talking about Gavoa. So
Say that again?
So when Rashi is talking about Rav Huna,
yes,
it's one case, and it's Dafka talking only about Arichos.
Yes.
But when it comes to Rav Nachman, it's Dafka only talking about Gavoa. It doesn't matter the case. There are two cases, but they're both talking about Gavoa.
Yes. Whereas his one case is Dafka talking about Arichos.
Right.
Uh-huh. Okay. Good.
Tosfos says both Arichos and both Gavoa.
Yes.
Both of them have.
I hear you. So you're saying, in a certain sense, Rashi is a little bit symmetrical.
A little.
I hear you. Okay. That's a good horror. Very good. Excellent. You hear what Binyamin just said? At least in one sense, Rashi, they're only talking about Uvda Achas, They're speaking to Arichis, which is only one thing, and he's speaking to Gavol, which is only one thing. Okay, I hear you. But this was one case, and that was two cases. But you're right. I hear you. Good, good. Okay. Now, who is the greatest Gedol Achronim in Pshat and Taisus? Who knows this? No. In commenting, the Gedol Achronim in commenting in Pshat and Taisus. Usher, who is the greatest? Well, it's hard for me to say who's the greatest, but who is probably the earliest? Okay, they're all great, Yosef, you're right. But in the 1600s, the Marshal. Rosh is the Rishon, right? Yeah. Gedol Achron, Marshal, right? Marshal is the 1600s, yes? He kind of opened up a whole type of track of Pshat and Taisus. Gedol Achron wrote on Pshat, the Maharam, the Marshal, right? In the back, right under the Marshal. So the Marshal points out things, he teaches us many times. He just wanted to note to us that, I want you to know something. The Tosfos we just learned argues in Rashi, which we noted. Baruch Hashem, I'm so happy. He says that Rabbeinu Tam, which Cerulli read beautifully, which quoted by Tosfos, is cholek on Rashi. Because according to Rashi, Karnav lift is one case, and it's talking about the length. And Rabbeinu Tam says there are two cases, and Karnav is talking about the length, and Luft is talking about the height. So he points out, Baruch Hashem, when we were mechavin to the Marshal, that it's a clear machlokes Rashi places. Great. Okay, now that brings us to the next line of the Gemara. Let's go. Okay? Very good. Shmuel, you're doing a great job. This is a very good example. You have a machlokes, then sometimes Rav Huna agrees to Rav Nachman, sometimes Rav Nachman agrees to Rav Huna. Okay. Next line. Let's go.
Amar Rav Huna, bekave lo have tazara.
So how do we want to read the word? How do you want to read the word?
Bey.
Bey kaveh. Let's read it bey kaveh. Okay? Let's read it as bey kaveh. Now, what's the shaila here? The shaila is you made windows. Now, the windows create a chazaka. He says no. Let's read it again. Read it again. Amar Rav Huna.
Amar Rav Huna, bey kaveh lo have chazaka.
It doesn't establish chazaka. Va'afagav.
Va'afagav avalei.
Even though I made himlate, what is himlate? What is himlate? Those boxes. That's what you're going to say, Benj?
It said in translation like casings, like you make casings.
Oh, exactly. Excellent. Those casings. You know those casings you made in the windows? The parameters. You see these boxes? The casings made of wood. Even though you made himlate, go ahead. Domale.
Amina, pieces.
Now, I'm going to refer to Shimon as the first guy, and Reuven as the second. Though Reuven was born first, but that's the way Rashi says it. So we'll follow the way Rashi directs us. You know what Shimon says? I want to tell you something. This is a wall here, right on the side. You see this wall? Either it was built yet already, or even if it wasn't. Shimon, in his wall, made these windows. You know why he made those windows? Because he's expecting Reuven to use the windows to stick beams into those.
It's a wall.
What?
Whose wall did he make?
In his own. Shimon made in his own wall these windows in order that Reuven could be able to use them. You know what Reuven says? You know what? I want to tell you something. If you made those windows, it must be that I paid you for half of the wall already. So I don't owe you a penny. And you know what Shimon says? You're nothing but a joker. That's a nice way to say it. He says, you know what? You haven't paid me a penny. I built these windows because I know in the future you're going to want to use mine and you're going to have to pay me for it, and I want it to be ready. Because if I build a regular solid wall and I have to bore windows in a regular solid wall, that's going to destroy the foundation of my wall. So when I build the wall from the beginning, I want to build it with these casings. So don't give me the baloney that you've paid me. Reuven says, oh, you built it? Must be I paid you already. Why else would you have done it? Shimon turns around and says, you're nothing but a joker. You haven't paid me a penny. And the only reason why I built it is that when in the event you want to pay me for it, they'll be ready to go, and I won't have to bore windows in it and destroy the foundation of my wall. And who wins? Shimon wins. Shimon Lamaisa, Shimon says, you've got to give me the money. When you put in the things, you got to give me the money. You follow me? Now, there are two ways to view this case. Like Rashi or like Rabbeinu Gershom and the Rimigash. The Rimigash was the Rebbe of the father of the Rambam. Did you know that? Rabbi Avram ben Aram, the son of the Rambam, said that the Rambam used to say the Rimigash looked like the Rif. The Rimigash was a Talmud of the Rif. Amazing. The father of the Rambam was the Rebbe, was the Talmud of the Rimigash. So it starts Rif, Rimigash, father of the Rambam, Rambam, and then Rabbi Avram ben Rambam. A lot of times in a Talmud so close to Rebbe, he actually starts looking like him physically. They used to say that about Rav Salaznik. Rav Salaznik Zatzal was a great gon in Shalbim, even before I went to Shalbim. He was a great, great gon. When my brother was there, Shalita, he was the Rosh Yeshiva, the Rav Shon Salaznik. He was the Talmud Muvah Rabbeinu Zalman Meltzer, and they say he looked like him. He was raised by him. I guess he was a Yosem. Rabbeinu Zalman was Rosh Yeshiva Eitz Chaim in Yerushalayim. Rabbeinu Zalman is the father of Rav Aaron Kotler Zatzal. Rabbeinu Zalman wrote the Sefer on the Rambam, Ibn Ozel. So they say that Rav Salaznik actually looked like him. You put a picture of Rav Salaznik next to Rav Zalman, he actually looked like him. So I want you to get this. There are two approaches to this. Rashi says this is like a case of Shutfu. We have a wall, and Shimon built what? Shimon built windows. The question is, this wall here, yes? This wall that separates them, Aryeh, do they split it or not? What is it a Shiloh? Shutfin, just like the Mishnah. A wall was collapsed, it was built up. Shutfin have to pay half the foot, yes? This is an extension of who is it of Shutfin. That's Rashi's approach. What's the Rimigash and Rabbeinu Gershom's approach? It has absolutely nothing to do with our Mishnah. It's a new topic, which we're going to get into more Blinetter, God willing, tomorrow, Bezrat Hashem, called Cheskat Tashmishin. A lot of the Sechas Bogbasa deals with Chazaka. Cheskas Abatim. Do we assume a presumption that this is your home? If you sit there 3 years and no one, you squat there 3 years, no one protested. There's also something called Cheskas Tashmishin. Well, I used your tennis court 2 times, Sam. You never said a word. I assume it's fine. And now all of a sudden, 5 months later, you want to charge me? He's going to charge me all the back, Rebbe, all the 5 times he used. I'm sending you a big bill. I have a chazaka that you was fine. So you know what they say? They say this Gemara has nothing to do with Shutin. It has to do with Ruvain's ability to use Shimon's wall without payment. What do you mean? He stuck his boards, he stuck his beams in these windows, and you never said a word to me? Didn't you build these for me? If you built them for me, you can't charge me. Rav Huna says, no, it's not a chazaka. There is no license. Just because I built these up, the only reason why I built these up, because I knew in the end you'd want to use it. But you haven't paid me yet. And I built these up with these windows, because if I knew I built a solid wall, had to bore things out, it would destroy the foundation. But it has nothing to do with Shutfin. It's an issue of Cheskas Tashmishin. And it's not Shaf. Shaf is the Yiddish word. It doesn't register as a Chazaka. It does not register as a Chazaka. So I want you to get down in your notes before we read inside. There's a Machlokes in Rashi against the Rimigash and the Rabbeinu Gershom. What is the topic of this Din of Rehuna? Bei Kaveh. Is Bei Kaveh an extension or a mission of Shutfin, of a Kosel? Or is it a new Din of the category of Cheskas Tashmishin, like the Rabbeinu Gershom and the Rimigash?
What does Bei Kaveh mean?
Bei Kaveh literally means windows. It literally means windows. Bei Kaveh. A house of windows. That's usually what it means. A house of small windows. Let's read the Rashi inside. Okay, slowly, guys. Again, let's read it again in the Gemara so we get how to translate it. Go ahead, read again in the Gemara. You're doing a great job. So good. Amar Rav Huna. It's not a chazaka. It doesn't establish chazaka regarding what? Shutfin, that you paid it. And according to the other approach, it hasn't established chazaka that you have the ability to use it without paying. Yes? Vafagav. Even though he made like casings for the window. See the Rabbi Kileri, he quotes a pasuk in Yirmiyahu. See, like you said, Yosef, Rabbi Kileri is one of the good old Torah. He knew Tanakh too. If you want to become a god, you got to know Tanakh too. Tanakh and Shas. See how Rabbi Kileri, the good old Torah, because Yirmiyahu, Mem Gimel Tes, The Gemara Avadle Himlote, you see that? Srule? Miloshin Akasu, Tumantim B'malat. Yirmiyahu Mem Gimel Pasuk, that's such a bucky. Himlote comes from a Pasuk in Yirmiyahu. He knew Kol Torah Kula, Rabbi Kivei. So Himlote is from the word malat. What does malat mean? Casings. Go ahead. What is the Damalei? Who's the Damalei? When Shimon says back to me, Lechi Payastali, when you appease me, meaning when in the future you pay me, I don't want to mess up my wall. Lelisra, Ra, from the word. I don't want to make bad my foundation. So that's why I made the wall with the casings built in. So therefore, don't give me your business that it's a proof that you paid me. Otherwise, I wouldn't have made that casings. No, you haven't paid me a penny. I built it because I know in the future you would want to use it. So therefore, when you pay me for it, don't be ready to go. But you haven't paid me a thing. See, the Gemara is like speaking out Shimon's response, the first guy, back to Reuven. But Rashi's going to say what Reuven's response, what Reuven's comment was. Look inside Rashi, guys. Go ahead. Oh, he makes his windows letzad Reuven. Excellent. And to leave what? In order to put what? In order to put the beams in there. Kamosha Pirashi, like you said earlier, by Bei Kavasta, right? Remember he said, by Bei Kavasta de Kshure? That's how he was mazbe that. Yeah, go ahead. There's no chazaka Reuven to say, oh, I paid you. L'sayeh means I paid you. I footed half the bill. That's what L'sayeh means. Are you with me? There's no riot in that I paid half the bill. Why? Go ahead. Lagbio, that I helped you elevate. Go ahead. Because if it wasn't for the fact that I footed half the bill, lo ha'isa what? Osali, you wouldn't have made those for me. Go ahead. Hanachas.
Hanachas are she'akoros.
Because if I would go ahead and make another kosel, lach or what? No, kosel ach, no. She'im avol lismochlo kosel acher. La'acher zman. If I would go to make a wall, la'acher zman, another wall, go ahead. That I could put a ceiling on it now, right? Even though you put now casings in there, go ahead. Nisarim avim. Thick planks, go ahead. What does those words mean? Guys, you got to tell me. And Reuven is not able to say, if it wasn't for the fact that I helped you, the Sayyid Bahadak, that I helped you, you would not have made such a tircha. Reuven wants to say this whole shtick, this whole chagaja. Oh, you never would have made those unless I helped you. To Rai, I paid you. Baloney. Read the next Rashi, Damrele. What does the box say? L'chim efayste tikra maziva. Maziva is like memories of a concrete cover, concrete like covering, right? Concrete pavement. Go ahead. I would have never. I don't want my foundation to be messed up when you pay me, so it should be ready. Go ahead. I said in my heart, maybe you're going to change your mind. This is what Shimon saying, Reuven. You're going to change your mind, Timlach. You're going to change your mind to make another wall and to use what? Latate what? Tikra. And to put a roof into Faseni bin Mamon, and you'll pay me Mamon, you'll appease me with Mamon, go ahead. What I elevated, right? Excellent. And I don't want to maroon my wall to bore holes in it to place your beam. So I want it ready when I originally built it. So at the end of the day, who wins, Sam? Shimon wins, yes? Shimon beats Aruve. Shimon beats out Reuven, and the din is that we assume Reuven hasn't paid a penny. And this topic is a machlokes. Is it an extension of our Mishnah, or is it an introduction like Rabbeinu Gershom, like Rabbeinu the Rimigash and Rabbeinu Gershom? This din is not shach to our Mishnah. Shimon builds a kosel in his own reshus, and he claims he had permission to use it with the beams. And Shimon says, Lamaisa, you know what? Shimon, he brings a raya that Shimon built casings. Must be that he paid for it. He has permission. Kamashman, he has no permission at all. He has absolutely no permission at all. It's not an issue of payment. It's an issue of what? Permission to use it. How do you use the words l'chifaisti binyamin? What happens when you don't have permission to use something? You got to pay for it. Exactly. So it turns out to be payment. That's how you plug in the Gemara. When you don't have permission to use something, you got to pay it. Like Sam says, Rev, you used my tennis court the last 3 months. Pay for it. Right? But it's an issue of cheskes tashmish. It's not an extension. It's not an issue of what? Partners in a wall. That's the issue at hand. Okay. Everyone got this? Oh.
Can I agree with that point about the money at all?
Yeah, in other words, if it's an issue of cheskes tashmish, where does the money come up? See, so Rashi, it's talking about the partners of a wall. If you pay me the money, the one I elevated, because I didn't want to mess up my wall. So if it's according to Rabbeinu Gershom, and according to Rimi Gash, it's an issue of what? An issue of cheskas mishum. What does money mean? Money means if you don't have permission to use it, you got to pay me for it, right? It's like rent, you know? That's what it means. Yes, Nate?
Is he saying that the wall is not shared in that case then?
What,
the wall is still shared.
Rashi or Rabbeinu Gershom and the Rabbeinu Gershom and the Rimi Gash, yes. When the walls, holes are made, they were not for you. Shimon is saying they're not for you, Reuven, to use. No, this is Shimon's own wall.
Gotcha.
This is the wall next door happens to be Reuven's. Now, he might stick beams in there, but did he have permission? If he didn't have permission, he's got to pay for it. That's called cheskes tashmish. Was that an issue of a partner of a wall that do you have to pay for after? That's how Rashi learns. The Rimi Gash and the Rabbeinu Gershom learn has to do with cheskes tashmish. Okay. Now, we have a few minutes left. So let's give a short introduction to cheskes tashmish. Okay? Let's give a short introduction to cheskes tashmish. Now, where is the short introduction given? In this Tosis. Okay? It's another Tosis in Rashbam. It's like a collector's item. You know the daf. Somebody asks you a Bikis question. How many times does Tosis appear in Rashi? Someone looks at you and thinks you're nuts. How many times does Tosis appear in Rashi in Mesechus Bava Basra? You look at him like you think he's nuts. No, you don't. Because you know the Gemara. You know right off the bat, two times on Vav and Alf, it says Tysus in Rashi and Vav Basra. Now, we had also in Daftal, remember? We had it in Daftal, we had a few times, I think, no? But Lamaisa, let's close here with the following somewhat of an introduction, and we'll continue it tomorrow. Okay, so we'll see it inside during Seder. We have a shorter Seder tomorrow. But I want to introduce it to this from the Rashbam again, and that is the following. How many years do you need to squat on a piece of land that we assume it's yours without protest?
3 years.
Where's that Mishnah? What daf? Chaf Chesem and Aleph in Bava Basra, the beginning of the third parak. How many years do you need for what? For Cheskes Tashmish. Let's get it down. According to the Rashbam, and Tosfos says this in Amud Beis, and Rashbam says it in Mem Aleph Amud Beis. Let's get it down. You do not need 3 years. Okay? You do not need 3 years. What do you need? You don't need any time. It's la'alter. It's immediate. The Rashbam holds it's absolutely immediate. Number one. Please get it. There's two chidushim in the Rashbam sheet about cheskes tashmishin. Number one, Yosef, you don't need 3 years. It's immediate. I'm using Sam's tennis court. He doesn't say a word. He should have said a word right away. Okay, I shouldn't use tennis court because that's like karka. I don't know. Let's use his basketball. I use his basketball. He uses baseball, right? A metalton, a movable. He didn't say a word.
Assuming that.
It's not. Those aren't good examples. Let's use something usage. Let's say a usage.
Pen.
What'd you say, a pen? What'd you say?
I was going to say a lawnmower. But
okay, lawnmower, pen, good. Those are all good. Rashbam holds, you know, they're immediate. Let's get it down. You don't need 3 years, number one. Number two, Lamaisa, you need a taina. You need a taina. What is the taina? What daf is that? Do you need a taina for a karka? Yes. Chavzaka sheni ma taina is not a taina. You have to say, I bought it. You have to actually make a claim, I bought it. What mishnah is that? What is it? Daf lamed ches or daf lamed beis? Where is it? Where is that Mishnah? I think it's Mem Bey. Is it Lamed Ches or Mem Bey? I'm pretty sure it's Mem Bey. It's Mem Aleph?
No.
Okay, I got to do laps. It's Mem Aleph. Chazak Yishenim Matan. It's a Mishnah Mem Aleph and Mem Aleph. I was off. I was off one. Then I was at Lamed Ches, maybe even more. So I have to do laps, okay? So Chazak Yishenim Matan. These laps are accruing because I haven't done any of them, okay? So, oh, you're right. Very good, Usher. So I want you to get this down. You don't need 3 years for Tashmish in the corner of Rashbam, but you do need a Taina. And the Taina must be a good Taina. You can't just say, oh, you never said anything to me. You didn't protest. That's not good enough, guys. That is not good enough. You need a Taina that what? I remember the day where you told me I could use what? Your pen or your lawnmower. I have Adam that saw it.
So this is two different sides of the coin.
Well, there's an issue of time, there's an issue of a taina. You need both.
No,
that I got permission.
Wow.
I got permission. So let's get that down. I'll write it on the board, and we'll close with that. And we got Dav Mincha. Okay? Rashbam. And I stress, it's a very important Dav Mincha after Shir, because I don't want you, God forbid, to forget. You know, in a minute. So let's just write it down, Rashbam. Peske Tashmishim. Number one, Lo Tzarih. Shalosh Shanim, it is what? It is Miyad, immediate. And number two, you need a Taina, and that Taina cannot be Velom, Yachol, Lomar, Shalomachikabi. That's not good enough. That you never, oh, you never told me I couldn't. You know how guys are like that? You never told me I couldn't, right? Come on, that's not a good thing. You have to say, there were two Aiden when I asked for that pen. There are two ways I'm going to ask for that lawnmower. That's a real timing. It's immediate. I don't need it in a span of time. And this is the Rashbam sheet. And the other sheet is God willing, we'll see tomorrow. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone have a wonderful day. Great to see everybody. Please, Chazarot.